Podcast episode with your boy Dior, man. I'm back. It's good to catch up with y'all, get some good energy and air, and just kind of put you guys on game with the things I've been doing, man. You know, I just had my daughter's birthday. That was super lit. It was an amazing time. It's nothing like seeing your kid excited and happy. Like, I remember when I was younger, like, my birthdays and the things my mom and grandma, uncle, and all these people did for me, you just think about them, you know? And it's like, I just got her a cat. That was super sick. You know, her mom's been doing a really good job taking care of her. And, you know, it's just been a lot of love and prosperity for my daughter. And honestly, man, I've just been so thankful. A lot of times right now, I've just been finding a lot of happiness in just the process of the new things that I'm doing, as far as just the new things I'm learning and new things I'm applying, 5-second window of decision making, and just just going after what you want and realizing what you're doing, and just realizing that no matter what happens, if you keep trying to just put this energy into the world, what you got to lose? And that's kind of where I'm at right now. I've just been thinking a lot just about what do I have to lose instead of what can I win? You know, it's like a sweepstakes or like a game at a carnival or something where you're just, you know, your probability is the highest. You really don't care what happens. But the thing is, I'm going to the same game every day, right? So if you keep showing up at the same game every day, you got to win eventually, right? And that's just my mindset, man. I watched some Dame Dash clips today. And just it's just crazy, man, how these people saw something and made it happen. He was just like tripping on the fact that he had this dream that him, Biggs, and Jay like manifested out of that. Like they made that shit happen. And people didn't think it would be real. People didn't believe in it. They had to fight. They had to claw. So they used to ride around the Pathfinder and just push records. And it just made me think of like the shit that I'm doing and the shit I'm trying to pursue, of using this internet to just push this music out and just see what happens, man. Just give it to them. Be persistent, keep showing up, and keep just focusing my attention the best I can to try to be the best that I can. And that's honestly all I want to do, is when this is all said and done, say, you know what? I put my ass to the grass and tried it, man. Everything, every single thing. I tried to make the best songs. I tried to stay up the latest. I tried to run around the most I could, trying to pray, trying to meditate, trying to kill bad habits, try to be a good dad, you know, and just a good man. All that shit is tough as fuck, man. Like people understand, but they don't understand until you really walk in it. And when you really believe that you can't quit, it gets really extremely hard to quit. And I'm thankful that at this age, that I got this energy. And I was thinking about it today when I was, you know, doing some crunches. I was like, man, I don't want to die. I want to live forever. I want to preach life. I want to preach love. And I want to educate people how to get to the things that I'm getting, which is just basically happiness, man. I'm healing myself. I'm fucking happy. And whatever happens, man, that's just a good place to be able to say, like, whatever happens, you really don't feel no way about it. You just got to feel like what you're doing is important. And I think that every time I make a song, every time I write a song, every time I say something, a tweet, take a picture, it just got to mean something. And I want it to be unique, and I want it to mean something. And I think every single day I'm getting closer to understanding what is the uniqueness of me, how can I bring that to others, and how can I keep spreading my message to reach my goals in my heart. Because my dream is not just for me. My dream is for everybody. My dream is for more dreams to come true. And I want people to say dreams like they say job, man. Like, say dreams like you say job. Like, really believe in that 100% so you can make something better for you and your family. And that's what it's about, is prosperity, showing up, persistence, positivity, love, creativity. It goes on and on, man. Family. A lot of these end with whys. You know what I mean? And that's the question you need to ask yourself, is what is your why? What's inside of you? What do you want to unlock? How do you want to get to the next level? How can you be the best that you can be, better than you were yesterday? How can you face all of your fears, your pain? How can you become the top of your field? Whatever that is, man. Think about it. Really believe in it, too. Because everything you believe, you focus on, those things manifest themselves. So think about that, man. I'm sending y'all love, blessings. Tomorrow, I'm going to the beach. And you know what? I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time, which is just let go, live completely in the moment, and not try to rush back to the work. So I'm looking forward to taking that day off, because I don't really think about too many days off. I really try to think about just moving forward. So if you got something going on in your mind, you're worried about tomorrow, it's no time for you to be worrying about that, baby. It's time for you to worry about success. Yes, sir. See you later. Yeah. 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 Hey, what do you redeem for chasing your dream? Borrow my sorrows, burn your tomorrows. What do you redeem? Do you feel stressed? Do they reinvest when they see you try your best? What do you redeem for chasing your dreams? Yeah. Hey, what do you redeem for chasing your dream? Yeah. Hey, it's never good as the first time. I'm addicted to the fun times. Under pressure like crunch time. The dopamine of the local scene ain't enough for me. I'm the carrier of the message. For every barrier, the story gets scarier. Every fence makes sense when you focus, let me vent. With every breath in my chest, I finesse this to the tenth. Will I ever be satisfied or recognized? What do you redeem for chasing your dream? Burn all my sorrows, burn my tomorrows. What do you redeem? Do you feel stressed? Do they reinvest when they see you try your best? What do you redeem for chasing your dreams? What do you feel? What do you feel? Ay, beneath the belief, I spit my truth through my teeth. Ay, behind my back, you find a message in my speech. All you leeches can drink bleach. You can hear it in my tone. I want my own. I remember hitting the payphone to beg mom to stay home. I can make it, mama. I'ma stand alone with the microphone. Compare me to medicine or Thomas Edison. I'm a special specimen. Tell a friend. What do you redeem for chasing your dream? Borrow my sorrows, burn my tomorrows. What do you redeem? Do you feel stressed? Do they reinvest when they see you try your best? What do you redeem for chasing your dreams? I said, what do you redeem for chasing your dreams? Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's Dior. Thank you for listening to Self-Worthy by Dior Worthy. Just my personal thoughts, and you took a step in it. Do me a favor, share this with a couple friends. Tell them about this real story. Maybe they'll open up and tell you some stories. Click that subscribe, show love, blub kiss forever, Time Will Tell, or some album I'm working on in a period of this you'll hear soon. Love you. See you later. Peace.